Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Well, if the tragedy in Arizona weren't dominating the headlines right now, you'd probably be hearing a lot more about Haiti. This week marks the first anniversary of the earthquake that killed 230,000 Haitians and left the tiny nation in economic, political, and physical shambles. The capital, Port-au-Prince, was devastated, but so too was a smaller town to the south called Jacmel, a town known as the capital of Haitian visual art. While international aid efforts have focused on getting basic services to Haitians, the Haitians Artist Assembly of Massachusetts has focused on getting art supplies and materials back into the hands of Jacmel's artists. A shipment of supplies made it from Boston to Jacmel this summer, and now a collection of paintings documenting the struggles of post-earthquake Haiti has bounced back from Jacmel to Boston. More than 100 works go on display today at Boston City Hall in an exhibit and sale that will travel the state and hopefully raise more money for the artists of Jacmel. Radio Boston got a preview.
Hello, my name is Joseph M. Sherry. I am a founding member of the Haitian Artist Association of Massachusetts. Jacmel is the hub of art in Haiti. Now, the earthquake pretty much destroyed the city. And artists there had lost everything they had. So after the earthquake, when we contacted them to find out how things were going, and we were told how bad things were, we decided to do something. And I think, as some of them may tell you, it was really a saving grace.
My name is Fritz Duchesne. This is a picture that shows all the people in the market scene, you know. It's outdoor market. The artists, you know, don't see the people on the rubbles, but he differently see the people when they were without the fear of an eventual earthquake.
Now, if you look at all these paintings, you will see different styles, but there is a recurring theme. While some of them focus on the destruction, there is great body of work here that focus on tomorrow, on the future. The title of the exhibit is When Our Brushes Shook, and it sprung from our conversations with the artist in Jacmel. They don't refer to the earthquake as the tragedy that destroyed their home, but rather the tragedy or the event that destroyed their brushes and easels. Now, hopefully, pretty soon, we'll probably be talking about when our brushes rose or when our brushes vibrated again, this time in a more positive way.
Our preview of When Our Brushes Shook was produced by Jason Breslow. The exhibit runs for 3 weeks at Boston City Hall and concurrently at other sites around the state. You can see some of the artwork and get a complete schedule at our website, wbur.org/Boston. Join us on Radio Boston tomorrow when we remember the earthquake through the eyes of Boston's Haitian American community. It's the second largest community of Haitians in America. Do join us tomorrow for that. Before we go, this note. As we heard earlier this hour in our conversation with Tom Ashbrook, and as we've been hearing from you, the consequences of the Tucson shooting rampage are ranging far and wide, even to places that we usually don't imagine are troubled by human actions. Congresswoman Gabrielle Gifford's husband, Mark Kelly, is an astronaut. Kelly's brother, Scott, is also an astronaut and currently the commander of the International Space Station. Today, orbiting 200 miles above planet Earth, Scott Kelly sent this message.
Hey, Houston, I'd like to take some time this morning to recognize a moment of silence in honor of the victims of the Tucson shooting tragedy. First, though, I'd like to say words. We have a unique vantage point here aboard the International Space Station. As I look out window, I see a very beautiful planet that seems very inviting and peaceful. Unfortunately, it is not. These days, we're constantly reminded of the unspeakable acts of violence and damage we can inflict upon one another, not just with our actions, but also with their irresponsible words. We're better than this. We must do better.
Commander of the International Space Station, Scott Kelly. We'll have the latest on the Arizona shooting coming up on All Things Considered. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.